Before you begin listening to this story, you may wish to download Greg's camping sheets from the Bush Boys section of www.cardinalnewman.com.au. Bush Boys, Chapter 1, Good News from the Mountains. Mum said, "Your cousins in the wild bush mountains are inviting you to go camping with them. Do you want to go?" Peter and John had just come in from school. They were struck speechless, which was unusual for them. Then they jumped with joy and excitement. Did they want to go? "Yes, yes, a million times yes. Oh, please, Mum, please let us," Peter shouted. He had found his tongue and his voice had returned.
"And me too, Mum,"
shrilled young John.
"When do we go, Mum?" asked Peter, calming down a little.
Mum waved a letter. She was reading it for the second time. "This is from your Auntie Mary at the Hills of Home in Coachwood Falls. She says that your wild young cousins invite you for the first week of the October school holidays to go camping with them, and that they'll make bush boys out of you."
"Wow," said Peter. "Holidays start on Friday."
"And this is Monday," said John, and began counting on his fingers.
"You mean we have to wait 4 days till we can go?"
His mother smiled at him.
6 days, she said.
"Auntie Mary says she would like you to arrive on the 10 o'clock train at Coachwood Falls next Sunday morning, and there's lots to get ready."
"What are those drawings, Mum?" asked Peter curiously, as he leant over to look. Then eagerly, "Are they about camping?"
"Yes," said his mother. "It's your homework from Gregory. He's your age, Peter, so you'll follow it all right. About what to wear and what to bring." Peter reached out for Gregory's pages, but Mum waved his hand away.
"Before you start on that," said his mother, "Auntie Mary is suggesting that your sisters and I invite her, Kate, to stay with us for that first week of the school holidays. A sort of swap."
Kate is Judith's age, which will mean that Jeanette will have 2 younger sisters for a week. And it'll leave the 2 older girls freer too, because the 3 young ones can look after themselves. Then she tried to look at them severely, not very successfully.
"Your auntie says that Gregory insists that you must master his ABC of camping by Sunday, or you can't go camping in the bush."
She didn't read them auntie's further comment. "Greg believes in the Tom Sawyer principle that if you want men and boys to do something, then make it difficult." "Instead," she continued, "please don't let them read in school and get into trouble. You can read them in bed at night, even learn them off by heart. That really would impress your bushy cousins. Now over to you."
"Thanks, Mum," said Peter, eagerly reaching for the loose sheet she held out to him. "Pictures. This should be good. 7 pages of them."
Peter and John had never been on a bush camp before. In fact, they had never been away from home. That Monday night, they put ordinary homework aside and went on talking and talking and talking. And they gloated over the pages of Gregory's ABC of camping, especially the pictures. They read bits out to each other. It was like finding an ancient map to a treasure island. And Gregory's last sheet was a map. 6 months ago, their dad, Mr. Paul Cumberland, had died suddenly. And only 3 months ago, the Cumberland family, Mum, the 2 boys and 4 girls, had moved from interstate to this city suburb. And now they were invited to the wild bush mountains with Greg and Bernie, whose surname also was Cumberland, since their dad, Mr. Matthew Cumberland, was a younger brother of Paul.
They had last seen their cousins 2 years ago, when Greg and Bernie had come into state for a fortnight with them. They had got up to a deal of mischief together. Since then, the two Cumberland families had exchanged lots of letters and photos and long-distance phone calls. When Dad had died, Uncle Matt and Auntie Mary and Baby Beth had come from Coachwood Falls for the funeral. Mrs. O'Neill, Auntie Mary's own mother, had moved in to the hills of home to mind Greg and Bernie and two little sisters and a younger brother. Just as Peter and Greg were nearly the same age, so were John and Bernie, to within a few days. The brothers and cousins would make an ideal gang of four. Peter made a map of the two Cumberland families for John. That Monday evening, long after young Judith had been put to bed, their mum came to their room with a quiet, motherly smile of triumph. "Well," she said, "I've written to Auntie Mary to say you're coming. Read it, in case I've left anything out." Peter took the letter from his mother. He read it aloud for John's benefit, because John had trouble reading his mother's running writing. "Dear Mary," said the letter, "Peter and John are thrilled at your invitation and will arrive at the Coachwood Falls railway station at 10 o'clock next Sunday. Thank you ever so much. They are impatient to get away from the suburbs. Of course I'll miss them, but I know this adventure will do them good. Congratulations to Gregory on his sheets. We were charmed. Where on earth does he get it from? Yes, the boys will follow Greg's directions religiously. They're already working on it. Since their father's death 6 months ago, I'm realizing that they're in a household of females. They need the companionship of good boys of their own ages, boys like Greg and Bernie. There's only one request I must make. Boys like Peter and John, especially Peter, need a firm hand, which they have missed since Paul's passing. So if they are naughty, please deal with them exactly as you deal with your own. No favoritism because they're visitors. I've told them what to expect if they muck up. I'm so glad Kate is coming here. She will be most welcome. Jeanette and Judith are looking forward to having her share their room. We shall expect Matt to arrive with her here, just as you suggested, on his way to the airport, early on Sunday afternoon. As you know, I'm penny-pinching and have no telephone, despite my taking in typing for the word processor. So if there's any urgent message before Sunday, or afterwards even more so, please phone the Morgan family next door on 54123. They will gladly take a message. Your fond and ever grateful sister-in-law, Elizabeth." "Ah, oh, Mum!" Peter had groaned at the part about himself. "Why did you have to say that about me?" "Because," said Mum, "it's true. And it needed to be said. Be warned, my mischievous son." Then she said, "Now clean your teeth and say your prayers, both of you, and go to bed." She kissed her sons good night and went off to the girls' bedroom to say good night to Margaret, Louise, and Jeanette. On Tuesday, Peter and John divided Greg's ABC of camping between them to study under their desks at school. Smuggling contraband, Peter called it. Peter said to John, "You take the first 3 pages, and I'll take the more complicated ones." John protested, "That's not fair. The third of yours is double-sided, and you've got the map." Peter had to admit it. "All right," he said. "You take numbers 1, 2, 3, and the map, and I'll take 4, 5, and that double-sided number 6. Let's call it second side 7, and we'll swap bundles at lunchtime.